Briggs Brothers Clipper Ships. The main image is an 1853 painting by Fitz Henry Lane of two famous clipper ships built by Briggs Brothers Shipyard, Southern Cross on the left and Winged Arrow on the right. Both ships are sailing in Boston Harbor, sporting multiple sails under a partly sunny sky. The Massachusetts State House is faintly visible in the distance behind them. It could be said that brothers James Edwin Briggs and Harrison O. Briggs were born with shipbuilding in their blood. Several generations of Briggs men had been shipbuilders. After working at their father's shipyard on North River, they built vessels with Noah Brooks at the foot of F Street, one of several shipyards in South Boston. In 1848, the Briggs brothers founded their own yard right here at the base of K Street. They made their mark building more than two dozen large vessels, including 19 clipper ships. Several had remarkable histories. In 1853, Northern Light sailed from San Francisco to Boston in 76 days, 5 hours, setting a record never broken by a single hull vessel. Winged Arrow played a role in the transfer of Alaska from Russia to the U.S. In December 1868, Winged Arrow, then owned by the Russian-American Fur Company, transported some 300 Russians from Sitka, Alaska to St. Petersburg, Russia. Back in South Boston, the Briggs brothers had retired from shipbuilding in 1865, just as the clipper ship building era ended. There are four small images on the lower panel of the sign. From left to right, the first image is a daguerreotype of shipbuilder Harrison O. Briggs from around 1850. The image is on the right side of a folding frame. Harrison has a stern expression and is formally dressed. On the left side of the frame, on a slightly torn piece of paper, someone wrote, "Harrison Otis Briggs, shipbuilder, father of L. Florence Briggs Webster." The next image is of a sailing card advertising Winged Arrow, one of the clipper ships built at the Briggs shipyard. Along the top of the card are three wavy lines of text reading, "Glidden and Williams line for San Francisco from Lewis Wharf to sail on or before Thursday, February 18, 1864. Below that is an illustration of a brown arrow with wings and large colored lettering saying, "Winged Arrow." The card gives the name of the captain, and again, in wavy script reads, "This ship, so justly celebrated for her quick passages and good delivery of her cargoes, is now rapidly loading and will sail as above." Shippers will oblige by forwarding their engagements promptly. The rival is also in berth and will follow about 1st March. The ad concludes with instructions on where to apply and who the agent is in San Francisco. Sailing cards like this one were frequently used to advertise ship departures. The next image is a sketch of the Briggs shipyard situated on a large flat piece of land. It shows the hull of a large wooden ship being built right along the water's edge. In the foreground are a couple of horses being led by a man. Bay State Iron Company is visible behind the shipyard. The sketch was one of the illustrations along the sides of the 1852 Henry McIntyre map, showing prominent Boston buildings and businesses. The last image is a photograph of Captain Freeman Hatch's and his wife Lydia's granite tombstone in East Ham, Mass. It gives the couple's birth and death dates, and below that reads, "In 1852, he became famous making the astonishing passage in clipper ship Northern Light from San Francisco to Boston in 76 days, 5 hours, an achievement won by no mortal before or since."